You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome in to Brewcast for Mesa Brew on the SB Nation Podcast Network. Luke Yardy and Scotty White here with you as we kick off the probably best month, I would say, sports month of the year. March 1st, Wednesday night we record, heading to Thursday, March 2nd. And you know what that means? That means as you're listening to this, it is 2 weeks away from the first Thursday of the NCAA tournament, man. What a great month it's going to be. Scotty White, what's going on? How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, dude. I couldn't be more excited for March. I really think it is the best sports month of the year. I mean, you just can't beat, especially that first weekend of March Madness. And last night, you know, I saw all the tweets playing the music, and I had to whip up the YouTube video of the, you know, best March Madness finishes, and I couldn't be more excited, but I'll say this, man. We need Michigan in that thing, because it is so much less fun when your team's on the outside looking in on March Madness.
Yeah, we are absolutely going to be talking a whole lot of hoops on this week's show. As you well know, Michigan is playing their way into the conversation with a couple opportunities down the stretch. Before we get into that, though, wanted to address something that deals with the podcast. So, as I mentioned, it's still Brewcast as an SB Nation Podcast Network. So we are an SB Nation podcast for now, but we are going to be transitioning our podcasts from Maize and Brew to the Fan First Sports Network. Now, this really doesn't mean anything for you, the listener. If you're subscribed, you're not going to have to go out of your way and re-subscribe to any of our podcasts. Our feeds are coming with us, so all subscribers won't have to do anything to find us. So out of the blue, Brewcast, all future blue, all of your favorite M&B podcasts will be a part of the FFSN under the new name, the Block M Podcast Network. If you're curious what FFSN is, it's a team of podcasters formerly from SB Nation Podcasts who were all discontinued under the SB Nation platform due to cost-saving efforts on their part. So, you know, at first, obviously, we all got the news, felt like a gut punch, but now, bit of a new exciting opportunity with Fan First Sports Network, and all of us at the Block M Podcast Network are eager to get started as we all work together towards this common goal of creating the very best podcast for the fans, for the fans, by the fans. So looking forward to the new opportunity, but just wanted to get that out there because I know we've put it out on the site and things like that, letting you guys know a little bit that we will be transitioning, and that will be happening at some point here this month. So, I mean, any thoughts, Scotty?
Oh, sorry about that. I thought you were going to keep going. yeah, I am excited about it. Yeah, I mean, like you said, at first I was really bummed out and I was a little bit worried about our podcast. But now, like you said, it's a good opportunity. I'm excited to you know, kind of bind together with these other SB Nation websites, you know, come together, get some new connections with them. So yeah, I mean, it was a little stressful for a second there, but it was pretty cool to see us all come together and be able to form this new thing. So yeah, I'm pretty excited to get it going. But yeah, as for now, still called Brewcast, you know, still working on some new names for that. You know, Luke's had some great ideas. so we'll have something good for you guys soon. But yeah, really excited for that.
All righty, so let's talk a little hoops here because it is March, man, and that's what it's all about. Only two games left in the regular season. It's kind of crazy that we're going to be getting the Big Ten Conference Tournament next week, man. And this year's Big Ten Conference Tournament is going to be amazing. It's going to be like the old Big East tournaments, I feel like, wide open. Anyone could beat anyone in this conference on any given night. And what more proof of that do you need than the graphic that I saw here today on Twitter? It just looks hilarious, Scotty White, as it's got the current Big Ten seeding. So if the season ended today, Michigan would actually be the number two seed in the Big Ten tournament. Okay, so it's crazy. But there was a graphic up on ESPN. So it's got the listed standings, the record in the conference, then the projected seed according to ESPN's Joe Lunardi. Right, it's got Purdue obviously at one in the standings, and then they're a projected one seed, followed by Michigan at number two, 11-7. They're out, and then 3, 4, 5, 6 are Maryland, Northwestern, Iowa, Indiana. 7 seed, 6 seed, 8 seed, 4 seed, Michigan out of the tournament, the NCAA tournament, as right now the 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. Just looks funny. But that's the predicament. Ultimately, that's the situation that we're in, Scotty. Michigan's played some really good ball down the stretch. They've won 6 of their last 8, but man, do those 2 losses to Indiana and at Wisconsin hurt a little bit when you look in hindsight. But you got a couple of road games at Illinois, at Indiana, a couple of quad one victory opportunities. At the end of the day, Michigan does control their own destiny, I believe.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I was going to bring up that graphic, too. I think it's hilarious. Like, I've been thinking about it so much. Like, literally, I have been losing sleep thinking about some of these games that Michigan's lost because, I mean, if you show me a graphic that has Michigan you're telling me that Michigan's, you know, in second place in the Big Ten with 2 games to go here on March 1st. You tell me that in November, I'm thinking – oh, sweet. Michigan's going to have a really good year, you know, maybe looking at a 3 or 4 seed in the NCAA tournament. I mean, that is just bizarre to see that sort of graphic. And the crazy thing, too, is, I mean, here we are, we're Michigan's sitting on the outside looking in, you know, they're creeping up, you know, starting to be on that first 4 out kind of tier. Even Jerry Palm, CBS, had Michigan in the last 4 in. So they're getting there. But Michigan could still win a share of the Big Ten title. It's unlikely. Yeah. Purdue would have to lose both games. Michigan would have to win both games, but it is mathematically possible. But yeah, I mean, it's just been a bizarre season. And yeah, I mean, I really think about the Iowa game a lot. Cause I mean, that was just the biggest choke of the season, up 7 with 2 minutes to go. But I mean, we saw again this weekend that Iowa can cover some ground in the end of the games pretty quick. But I mean, you win that one, you win the game against Indiana, and you win the game against Wisconsin, and boom, Michigan's in first place. So I mean, 3 games right there and could totally change the season, but it's been an exciting — February was a good month, an exciting month.
Yep.
And we talked a couple weeks ago and we were thinking, all right, Michigan probably has to win the Big Ten tournament and that's their only hope to get in. And now it doesn't really appear that that's the case. So I mean, they've got a chance, and it's going to be a really exciting finish.
Yeah, you're not kidding there. And ultimately, a season-saving shot by Hunter Dickinson on Sunday at Chrysler, man. Unbelievable. Like, it felt like it was going to be another gut punch, right, in that Wisconsin game, man. Like, another one, like, oh, it's going to be the season of almost. Like, You know, yeah. What if they would have beat Wisconsin both times because they could have? What if they would have held on to the win against Indiana? What if they would have, you know, held on to the win against Iowa? What if they would have held on to the win against Virginia? That, yeah. Like, we forget they completely blew that game against Virginia. Michigan dominated a lot of that game, ended up losing by two. You know, so many missed opportunities for them this season. I thought it was going to be another one. Hunter Dickinson ultimately saves the season with that shot. Michigan with a good performance in overtime. And now we're talking like Michigan has a chance to play their way in here. I think, you know, one more win and they're really close. Like, they're right on the teeter. Two more wins, whether it's in the regular season or if it's, you know, they split Illinois, Indiana in some way, shape or form, they get one of the Big Ten tournament. I think they're feeling pretty good about it. If they win both at Illinois and at Indiana, I think they're locked to make the tournament. So ultimately, you know, what it comes down to is the ball is in Michigan's court. And if they continue to play that the way that they've been playing, like, even, you know, there's a really good case that you could make, you know, that they could be very well undefeated in the month of February right now. Like, and the transformation, I think, starts on the defensive end with the way they've been playing, man. They feel so much more locked in on that side of the basketball right now than they were at times here this year. You know, I think they're defending the pick and roll a whole lot better. Their rotations have been so much better. Still a little bit iffy on the rebounding side of things against Wisconsin for some reason. But, I mean, that defensive performance they put on at the rack on Thursday was unbelievable, to hold Rutgers to 45 points in Rutgers, in that building where they've been so, so good. I mean, what an amazing performance. And that's where it started. Then, of course, the emergence sort of Kobe Bufkin and Doug McDaniel without Jet Howard in the lineup. That has been something. For when Jet Howard returns, that makes them even scarier with these two guys playing with the confidence that they are.
Yeah, no, that the Rutgers game was so impressive. I mean, it's another game. It really feels like that Rutgers and Wisconsin game felt like, okay, Michigan loses this game, and now it's really you gotta win the Big Ten tournament to make it. And Michigan started down 13-3. I mean, the first 10 minutes of that Rutgers game were not pretty. It was not looking like it was gonna be a fun game to watch, and to be able to respond in that environment and just dominate the game from that point on, that was awesome. And it's really been the last three games for Michigan that they've won. What's really impressed me is just the end of the game. I think even against Wisconsin, obviously dominated overtime, so that was obviously really good. But even at the end of the game, I didn't even think that Michigan did that. Obviously they were up 11-12 and let Wisconsin crawl back in it. But I thought that Michigan put themselves in a good position before Hunter Dickinson. I mean, Kobe Bufkin, yeah, he got swatted on the head. Like, he should have been going to the line for two free throws. That would have put Michigan up. He hit a really clutch shot to possession before that to put Michigan up. So I thought Michigan was making some plays. And then obviously Hunter Dickinson, some people would call it a lucky shot, but I mean, he stepped up and he saved Michigan's season. And that was the problem. That's how Michigan was losing these games, is they weren't making plays at the end of the game. So to be able to come in and close those last, obviously against Michigan State, it was closed the whole way. And then they just dominated the last couple minutes. And I mean, that's been the difference in those games. But yeah, I mean, the road ahead is not easy at Illinois tomorrow. Who Juwan Howard doesn't have a win against Illinois yet. So, I mean, obviously that's going to be tough at Indiana. It's going to be tough. I'm really hoping that Michigan can find a way to split, because I mean, like you said, I think if Michigan can just win one of these final two games, one win maybe, but I think two wins in the Big Ten tournament will definitely lock up a berth in the NCAA tournament.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Speaking of Illinois, not to get too far off topic here, but did you see the news here today from Derek Piper, the lead basketball reporter for IllinoisIllini.com on the 247 network? He said Illini player Matthew Mayer said he's been sick the past few days with, quote, caffeine poisoning. Said he drank 5 monsters while playing video games Sunday after the OSU game, and it was his first day back at practice here today. 5 monsters, Scotty White. What? Dude. Matthew Mayer, man. Well, like, what decisions? I mean, you've made some good decisions in your life to become a Division I basketball player, but what decisions ultimately in your life lead you to drink 5 monsters while playing video games in a night, man? I can't believe that he's still kicking.
Yeah, seriously, dude, that's insane. I've never heard of that. I mean, did he sleep the past 3 days?
No, like, way. There's no chance.
Dude, that is insane. Like, I'll have a couple of vodka Red Bulls and feel like I'm having heart palpitations.
You won't sleep until you won't get to bed till like 5 a.m. when you go out, you know, especially if you end up at Skeeps and they give you the pictures of the vodka Red Bulls, then you're in trouble, you know.
That'd be dangerous. So he'll be energetic for the game tomorrow. I'm sure he's still got some of that coursing through the veins. I did see that, and that is insane.
That's terrifying. I think he needs to get like medically cleared before happened. Like that cannot be. That's got to be dangerous, man.
Oh yeah.
Like I remember back in the day when I was in high school, it was a big story. There was a kid. He was a high schooler, and I can't remember what state it was. So this probably would have been between 2008 and 2010. And this kid, he hit like a game-winning buzzer-beater shot. And like, as right after, not too long after he hit it, like the fans stormed the court and stuff like that. But he ended up dying of a heart attack out there because apparently he pounded like 3 or 4 5-hour energies in the locker room before the game. And after all that commotion, it just stopped. Like, seriously, that's dangerous stuff, man. Legitimately.
Oh yeah, dude. That is. I mean, I remember in high school one time, like I hit a walk off and I like literally almost blacked out, and I don't even like, it's just like the adrenaline alone from doing something like that is enough. But then when you mix that into it, I've got some friends that'll pound like 2 or 3 Bang energy drinks during their baseball games, and one of them like
throw up
in the bullpen every single game, and I'm like, dude, find a different routine.
Please. I mean, long term, man, that is not gonna work out for you.
No, definitely not good for your
so health. That's crazy, man. The Illinois this year in general just has kind of been a wild ride, to be quite honest with you.
And the last thing on that is I googled it, and they don't recommend having more than 1 in one day. So 5 in one night is it makes sense that he missed 3 days of practice.
Yeah, for sure, man. I don't know, because so Illinois, they've been a good team here this year. They're obviously in the tournament field. They're 10-8 in the conference. But we expected them to be maybe the favorites to win the conference, given the transfers with Terrence Shannon Jr. and Mayer coming in, you know, a couple of high pedigree guys, and given what they already had returning, just hasn't quite worked out here this year. Like a good record at 19-10, but in the Big Ten, they've just really been kind of up and down this season, man. Can't really, you know, put my finger on it. And even KenPom, they're 36th in KenPom right now, you know, which is that's not what I would have expected for Illinois at the beginning of the season. They just lost to Ohio State by 12. On the road. You know, Ohio State has been playing unbelievably bad basketball this year. But generally, you know, when a game like that happens, Illinois coming back home after getting beat by 12 to Ohio State, kind of embarrassed by Ohio State, on the road, like, I think Illinois is going to be very, very locked in.
Oh, definitely. And you know, with this Michigan-Illinois rivalry type thing that's kind of brewed up over the past couple of years, they always seem to come to play.
For sure.
In Michigan. But yeah.
Then obviously there's the Terrence Shannon storyline, right? Like, exactly. This is the only time that they're going to be playing. But Terrence Shannon, by all accounts, was going to be a Michigan Wolverine had the transfer process not gotten screwed up.
Yeah. I'm interested to see, you know, how the chemistry is on the floor between, you know, like him and Hunt and Jace. I know they all became pretty good friends during his recruiting process. So yeah, that'll be interesting. And also, you know, we're thinking about this game for Michigan's NCAA tournament hopes, but also, I mean, the seeding for the Big Ten tournament is so wide open for Michigan. I think they can go anywhere from 2 to 9.
Yeah.
And Illinois is sitting at a game back. So, and you look at the bracket, and I really, really hope that Michigan stays on either the 2 or the 3 seed would just be really good, because that whole, I mean, like you said, the whole tournament is pretty open.
Here's the thing though. I keep telling myself this because I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, who would be the best matchups? But it's not only for Michigan that could finish like between 2 and 9, right? It's literally everyone else. Yeah. Rutgers, Michigan State, Illinois, all at 10 and 8. Maryland, Indiana, Iowa, all at 11 and 8. Michigan and Northwestern at 11 and 7. Like, the entire thing could get completely flipped on its head here. So I have a hard time even looking at the bracket given how close the standings are, because I have no idea where everyone else is going to finish.
Right. It's basically impossible to predict at this point. And we'll know in a few days, thankfully. But one thing I'm pretty sure of, I doubt that Purdue is going to drop 2 games. So I expect Purdue to be.
Yeah, Purdue's going to be the one seed. Purdue is going to be the one seed. Minnesota is going to be the 14 seed. Yes. Ohio State's going to be the 13 seed. And those are the only 3 things that we know.
Right. And I just think it would be better for Michigan. I mean, I would love for them to be like where it would be today, before the games today, I think would be a really good spot. But at the same time, I almost want Michigan to not get the double bye so they get another chance to get a win before they are, you know, getting into the semi. Yeah. You know? And so it's just a very, very odd position that Michigan's in right now.
All they had to do was take care of something in the non-conference. By the way, as we're recording this tonight, let me go ahead and double check the score, but Pittsburgh was getting absolutely hammered by Notre Dame, who has not been very good this year. Notre Dame ended up winning by 7. It was a lot worse than that during the game. Notre Dame was up 42-28 at halftime, and they were up 20 at one point in the second half was Notre Dame. So that is by far Michigan's best non-conference victory, and that's going to hurt them in the net. To be quite honest, I don't think we'll be seeing Pitt get into that top 50 category to give Michigan a quad one win. So got to go get a couple, at least one against either Illinois or Indiana. I think given the way Indiana's playing, that is your best opportunity. But like you said, Juwan Howard has not beaten Illinois since coming to Michigan. But I do know it's going to be really hard to go get a victory against a good Indiana squad in Assembly Hall on the 5th on Sunday. So I really hope Michigan gets this one. It's going to put me at ease a little bit watching that Indiana game if Michigan's able to go do it. And ultimately, I think they can if they continue to play the way they've been playing, if they stay locked in. Doug McDaniel with that mid-range jump shot is so beautiful. And Kobe Bufkin, man, how good has this kid been? You know, ultimately, everything's had to run through Hunter so much this year, so much last year. The emergence of Kobe Bufkin into an NBA-type talent over the second half of this year and playing in that capacity has done wonders for this team, particularly the month of February.
Yeah, Kobe Bufkin, he's special. And I want the NBA to stop taking notice, though, man. He's creeping up those boards. It makes me a little worried. And you know, I'm looking at some stuff for the game tomorrow, and I'll tell you this: it's a great time for an emotional hedge bet on that Michigan Illinois game tomorrow. Illinois favored by 3.5. You know, they're at home. I mean, like, to be honest, like I would take that bet. But at the same time, I mean, Michigan's like they're a motivated team right now, and especially going to Illinois
and confident.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they are playing their best basketball of the year right now. So I mean, that I totally agree too. I mean, I think, and for some reason, I feel like these weeknight games are just like easier to win on the road than the weekend ones. Okay, like Assembly Hall on Sunday is gonna be. That's just
it's gonna be it's gonna be senior day.
Yeah, like it's yeah. So tough. So
it's gonna be rocking in there.
100%. And I mean, Illinois is gonna be a really difficult atmosphere too. But I think Indiana is obviously a better team than Illinois.
But like you said, it's a Thursday night. Maybe I'm not 100% sure, you know, if that's right around. I don't know. I know Michigan's going on or was on spring break. Here this week, I believe Illinois, I have no idea what their spring break schedule, but if we're like in spring break right now or headed towards it this upcoming week, the atmosphere might be dwindled a little bit. Like, and it being on a Thursday night late at night, like, yeah, I think it is much easier to win on the road in those circumstances than it's going to be Sunday at Assembly Hall when it's senior day and place is going to be packed and it's a nice little Sunday afternoon. All the families are going to be there and everything like that. So yeah, got to go get one here tonight as you're listening, if you're listening on Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, a win tomorrow would go such a long way. And then another note about the Big Ten tournament. I seriously think that any team besides Minnesota could get hot and win this thing. I mean, Ohio State now was looking like they were on par with Minnesota with how they've been playing. And now another double digit win tonight against a ranked Maryland team. So, yeah. I mean, Ohio State got that one win against Illinois and now they seem to be, I mean, they were playing good basketball at the beginning of the season, almost beat Purdue, lost by one at home to Purdue. And at that point, Ohio State, I think, was ranked like 25th in the country. And then they just fell off. But I mean, they got some talented players. It's going to be a crazy Big Ten tournament next week. And it's in Chicago. I'm really hoping that I can go to it.
Yeah, you got to, man. Just hop on over, dude. A little midday action, you know?
Yeah. I'm hoping Michigan gets into one of these night games so I can go over there after work.
That dude, that second day of the tournament is just so, so good, you know, cause you got the first day, you pretty much got some bad teams playing, but that second day kicking it off like all day long, just bang, 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 one after another, man. So, so good.
Dude, it is incredible. Just honestly, like conference championship week, it's on par for me with the first weekend of March Madness. Like obviously nothing beats that first weekend, but I mean, when you wake up and you've just, you know, you get a couple things done in the morning and then you've got college basketball on from noon until midnight. I mean, it's just so much fun.
I still admit the traditional Big East tournament, man, when they had 16 teams in that conference was amazing.
Yeah. And everyone.
So I still miss it. I hate goddamn conference realignment.
I know, dude. I miss back in like elementary school when you'd have like the fun teachers that would throw the games on the theater in class, dude. Those were the good days.
Yes, they were, man. Hey, by the way, let me tell you a little bit about our friends at Manscaped, who now sell beard products. That's right. Once again, revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, so if you got a beard, you got to groom the thing, man. You can't just be letting it all straggly looking everywhere, you know, looking like Sasquatch. No one likes that. Get yourself this Beard Hedger Pro Kit from Manscaped. It's got a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all with one guard. It's got the titanium coated T-blade, which is tough on hair but smooth on your face, trimming that thing up. Beard shampoo and conditioner, a little beard oil, a little beard balm. You get all of this in one kit. And guess what? We're going to go ahead and get you 20% off and free shipping. All you have to do is go to manscaped.com, insert promo code MNB20, and you're getting yourself 20% off and free shipping with Manscaped. So real quick, wanted to touch on this a little bit. As of right now, Bracket Matrix has Michigan in 10 of 106 brackets. So still work to do, but I think a win against Illinois Thursday night. I think that vaults that number way, way higher if they're able to get it done, if they get one of these next two.
Oh, 100%, dude. They're right on the brink right now. Big quad one road win is going to go a long way. I can't wait for the game tomorrow, dude.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And by the time we're talking next week, man, we're going to be talking Big Ten tournament. I am looking forward to it. By the way, if you're interested, I know mazeandbrew.com going to be doing some articles, some rooting interest articles for other games happening around the country for teams that are on the bubble that Michigan could potentially vault to get into the NCAA tournament. Be on the lookout for those for this week while you're watching college basketball. Scotty, where can we find you on social media, my man?
You guys can give me a follow on Twitter at @ScottyWhite_. Michigan baseball season also just got started, and I've been covering them. So if you guys are into baseball, you can find all the articles there. And we'll be finishing up the basketball season strong as well.
And you can find me on Twitter at Luke Ghiardi, LukeGhiardi. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We do appreciate you listening, engaging, and of course, you know, hopefully saying some nice things about us, but we do love your feedback. So make sure to check out the Maize and Brew Twitter page as well at Maize and Brew, and be on the lookout for some more news regarding the transition coming up to Fan First Sports Network with all of our Maize and Brew podcasts. So for my partner, Scotty White, I'm Luke Ghiardi, and we'll see you next week on Brewcast.